My power ranking this weekend. They go back to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And over the last 10 years, I'm ranking the most prominent programs. At number five. Yeah, just because of the tournament time.
Nah, it makes sense.
Yeah, at number five, Gonzaga.
Okay.
They've been building up. I think their winning percentage is around 70% over the last 10 years. So very surprising by me. Not a blue blood program, one that came in as a mid-level when we first noticed them about 20 years ago. So boom. Number four, though not recently, Kansas Jayhawks, man. They've been really consistent. Mm-hmm. Another team whose win percentages is over 70% over the last 10 years. Always doing that thing. Number three, the Duke Blue Devils.
There you go.
Just for you, Sheldon. Mm-hmm. Prominent program, even though Coach K is not there anymore, they're still shown to be able to hold what Duke is. So, number three,
terrible.
Number two, they got a whole team in the NBA in New York.
I wanted to see where you was going to put them.
Yeah, they was going
to
go there. They was going to be there.
I was about to call out there,
but then I looked. I had to do my research.
Yeah, Villanova up there.
And two, they have a whole team in New York of Villanova players at the Knicks right now that are succeeding. So Villanova been doing that thing over the last 10 years. That wasn't the case when I was coming up, but since I've been an adult, boom. And number one,
they
man,
be right.
The oldest team in the world.
Look, that's the best list you ever made in your life.
The oldest team in college basketball. They're probably older than the youngest NBA team.
They are. They actually are on par with Oklahoma City.
They're the same age as the Oklahoma City Thunder on average for starting five. Yes. It's crazy. Yep. It's a crazy stat.
Sagittis ain't got.
But yeah, North Carolina. North Carolina been doing their thing through Hubert Davis, through Williams, through all of the coaches that they had.
Dean Smith.
They still been holding it down since Michael Jordan, it feel like. Damn, that's the number one college 100% program over the last 10 years. NCAA men's.
It's a beautiful list. I don't know about Villanova at two.
I think I would slide them down to four.
And who even though they were.
Who would you have at two?
Villanova has two national championships in the last 10 years.
Who would you have it
to? Don't matter. You could put Duke and Kansas up there.
In the last 10?
Villanova has been eating over the last. They may be number one. I'm giving North Carolina because of nostalgia, honestly. But Villanova should probably be number one.
Just a mini championship.
We're talking since 2014, Shelton. Right. Yes. We're not talking in the history of the university.
Yes, they had just as many championships.
I don't think so, bro.
Let me tell you exactly.
In my research, I didn't see that.